1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1.
Oh.
Did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good afternoon and welcome into the Sports Center here at the University of Pittsburgh at Johnstown. Coming up next here on the WJPA Sports Network is the PIAA Girls Basketball 5A quarterfinals between the Peters Township Indians and the York Suburban Trojans. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg. Welcome into the Visit Greene County pregame show. Tom Drakely is with me. Jason Tennant, our floor director. Eric Bennett, Scott Donnelly handling the cameras. And Gee Whiz George producing in our downtown Washington studios. Peters Township making its 14th appearance in the state playoffs. The Indians in pursuit of a second straight PIAA semifinal appearance, their fourth overall. Peters Township has never lost in a state quarterfinal playoff game. For York Suburban, this is the 11th trip to states, the Trojans' fourth consecutive berth, but it's the school's deepest run in the state tournament. Today's game on the WJPA Sports Network is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, by First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust, by Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. By RTI Insurance Services, proud to support area athletes, families, and communities. Log on trustrti.com. By Visit Green, Greene County has something for everyone. Log on visitgreen.org. By the Washington Greene County chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By Washington Financial Bank for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By Washington and Jefferson College, W&J in Washington, moving forward together. By the Hernberger Insurance Agency on Route 19 just north of the Meadows. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. And by Good Orthodontics. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. We'll have more on the Visit Greene County pregame show here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Turn your passion into a nursing career at CCBC Washington County College Center. Our associate degree nursing program launches fall of 2026, and you can start your journey now. Already an LPN? Our advanced placement pathway helps you level up towards becoming an RN. Learn more at our virtual information session, Wednesday, February 18th. Reserve your spot today at ccbcwashington.com.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Hello, this is State Senator Camera Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at cameraforsenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Any insurance agent can sell you a policy. At RTI Insurance Services, we're going to sell you what you need. As a family-owned independent agency, RTI Insurance Services will provide you with multiple solutions for your personal and business coverages. We're proud to support area athletes, families, and communities, and we'd love to help you too. RTI Insurance Services in South Point. Online at trustrti.com.
Welcome back to the Pitt Johnstown Sports Center. Bob Gregg, Tom Drakely with me. Tom, we had a chance to see both of these teams back-to-back the other night. If Peters Township shoots the way they did the other day, they win the state championship.
Yeah, and I don't expect that kind of shooting, although they are shooting it better from the floor, but you're absolutely right. If they shoot like that, oh my goodness. But what they do have to do, and what I think Coach Lamberry was stressing to me earlier, they need to continue to get out and run. Push it down the floor. Use the space of the court to help them run offense and get shots for their shooters. On the other end, they have to try to contain the guards from Peters Township. You got an experienced Peters Township team, and you have an inexperienced team from York Suburban. Should be a very interesting matchup.
Peters Township, 14th appearance, mentioned that, won the 2019 championship. Overall, Peters Township's won 20 PIAA playoff games. York Suburban, just four, and two of them coming this year. This is just the third time York Suburban's gotten past that first round. The other night, no question about it, Natalie Homasak was the difference in the ball game. She ended up being our player of the game, but she got on the floor to get loose balls. She defended very well. She drove the basketball to the hoop and rebounded just like crazy.
She did, and she was an impact on that particular game. And to counteract that, if I'm Peters Township, you get an opportunity, drive it to her. Make her defend you. If she blocks it, so be it. But you cannot allow her to intimidate the paint. You got to continue to keep that avenue available if you're Peters Township.
York Suburban has won 16 consecutive games since losing to Central Dauphin, the District 3 third-place finisher. Their only other loss came to Cardinal O'Hara, who bowed out in the 6A second round. Meanwhile, for Peters Township, 17-11 as of the moment, 7-9 on January the 20th, and then somebody flicked a switch and they figured it out, and they started to like playing with each other and figured out how to get it all done, and the Indians have won 10 of their last 12.
Well, they inasmuch admitted that they had a difficult time adjusting or adapting without Natalie Wetzel and the other big Radulovich, and for them it was a process, and once they figured it out, things really rapidly changed. They won some big games down the stretch.
We'll have more from the Sports Center at the University of Pittsburgh at Johnstown when we come back on the Visit Greene County pregame show on WJPA.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good and Dr. Cullen Doyle are board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Good Orthodontics has offices in Mount Lebanon, Washington, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Let's take a look at this 5A girls statewide bracket. On the top, Lampeter Strasburg, the District 3 fifth place finisher, and District 2 Crestwood. Those two tip off at 2:30 at Martz Hall in Pottsville. Archbishop Wood, a winner over Bethlehem Catholic. That's a District 12 champion against the District 11 titleist. Archbishop Wood winning that game this afternoon, 69-32. Then you have our game, York Suburban, the District 3 champion, WPIO fourth place finisher Peters Township, and also a 3:30 tip-off at Peters Township. WPIO champion and reigning state titleist South Fayette taking on WPIO fifth place finisher from Baldwin. Nice crowd turnout here this afternoon from York Suburban. We saw a bunch of them the other night, and they were seated right around us, and they travel well. And you know, this is a really pretty reasonable geographic midpoint. We actually thought on Wednesday night that we were going to be heading right back to Altoona, where we worked last night, where we'll work on Monday night, et cetera, et cetera. But we'll deal with all of that later on. But the Indians with a nice crowd seated behind the Peters Township bench as well. 2A boys action finished up just a few moments ago here. Sewickley Academy rallied from behind against District 5 champion McConnellsburg, and the 2A boys, Sewickley Academy, 49-38. We'll take a look at the starting lineups and get the tip-off when we come back on WJPA Sports Network's Visit Greene County pregame show.
This is Coach Guy Monticalvo for the Washington Greene County chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one-of-a-kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Welcome back to the Sports Center at Pitt Johnstown. Starting lineups being introduced. First of all, the visiting team on the scoreboard, the Peters Township Indians under coach Steve Lemberieu. 5'6 senior Bree Morial averaging 13 points a game. She'll be joined by 5'6 senior Alina Sopko, a 5'10 sophomore Jordan Welsh, 5'6 junior Madden Mel, and averaging 12 points a game, 5'6 sophomore Taylor McCullough. On the other side of the ledger for York Suburban and head coach Jess Weaver, it'll be 5'6 junior Jordan Williams with her 13-point average, 5'10 senior Natalie Homasak, 5'9 freshman Bryn Barley and her 15 points a game, 5'8 sophomore Cadence Wirt, and 5'9 junior Amaya Pope, averaging 6 points, 5 boards, and 4 assists. Our game officials, Matthew Hilbert, Brad Martz, and Ron Williams. Tip-off on the WJPA Sports Network as we wrap up the Visit Greene County pregame show here on WJPA.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Welcome back here to the Sports Center. Big thank you to a number of folks. I want to say hey to Paul Leonard, the PIAA game manager. We little scramble yesterday afternoon regarding arrangements and accommodations here, and Paul Leonard sprung into action, and here we are, thrilled to be able to bring this one home to you. PIAA quarterfinals, Elite Eight. Winner of this game plays the South Fayette Baldwin winner. That game set to tip off at Peters Township. Great to have you along, whether it's on WJPA, FM in Washington, online at WJPA.com, or on the NFHS network. Everybody on the Peters defensive end of the floor, with the exception of Cadence Wirt, a really pretty odd alignment here on this opening tip, and it is controlled by Wirt. Work on the left side, guarded by Mel. Ball goes into the paint, trying to step down, change feet. Shot way off the mark for Natalie Homasek. I think she got surprised by how easily she could get up the into the lane.
Yeah, long, Peters Township up pushing that ball right down the floor as quickly as they can.
Long pass ahead to Mel, and she'll work it back out. Had to really extend to save that. Indians set up against the man-to-man defense for York Suburban. Ball up top to Welsh, and now to Sopko. Southpaw on the script pit logo. Mel on the left wing. Cutter underneath and knocked down and now shaken up. Ball coming up the near side, and boy, contact back deep. Homasek and a long three ball, nothing but net for Bryn Barley, and Peters Township starter shaken up, and this is not a good sight there for the injury for Jordan Welsh.
Bob, I saw her go down. I did not like the way her knee buckled. I was hoping maybe she just bumped knees, but I am not sure, so we'll have to wait and see, but she's in a lot of discomfort at the moment.
7:07 to play opening quarter. 3-0 York Suburban. While the athletic trainers attend to Jordan Welsh, we'll take a timeout here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Meet Hometown, your flexible, user-friendly digital platform built for schools and communities. So your students and supporters can easily buy tickets online, add them to their wallet, and quickly scan for entry, streamlining event management and boosting revenue with customizable seat maps, season passes, and live reporting. Get started and make us part of your hometown today.
From coast to coast and every state between, X marks the spot as Max Preps is your source for everything high school sports. From schedules, roster, stats, live scores, video highlights, photos, playoff brackets, to award programs that recognize the hardworking athletes across the country. Max Preps gives you access to every team, every game, and every player. Get in the know today by downloading the Max Preps app, available in both the iTunes and Google Play Store. Or visit maxpreps.com, America's source for high school sports.
Jordan Welsh taking that feed underneath, and as Tom said, knee buckled. She went down and stayed down immediately, grasping at the knee, and is now being helped off the floor. Is not able to put that right foot down whatsoever, and they're going to take Welsh right into the training room. Checking into the game will be Caitlin Malloy, a 5'9 sophomore.
There's the replay.
Yeah, and she actually just turned, the knee just turned back toward the other knee, and it was not due to contact or anything like that.
Yeah, let's just keep our fingers crossed and hope she's okay.
Barley hit the three, a long-range three, and now Indians set up in front court. Mel deals to the corner. Malloy's three ball is well short, may have been blocked. Hustling out there was Homasek.
Well, you got a feel for Peters Township, how they react to this is going to be part of the game definition here.
Ball comes near side from Wirt to Barley. Morial out on her, now to Jordan Williams. Williams trying to drive. McCullough cuts her off, looking for a cutter. Ball knocked loose. Scramble for the loose ball. And Peters Township able to fight out of the tie-up. Kudos to our game officials. Let the play go. Don't blow that whistle so quick when people just look at the ball. McCullough, right side, Mel. Three ball for the tie. It's off the iron, the rim, the glass, and falls down into the hands of Natalie Homasek. Up the floor quickly on the drive. It's Williams. Kick it back to work. Deal left side. Williams has it. Entry. Pope gets the ball inside to Homasek. Been in there a long time trying to spin around. A shot lays on the rim, and it falls off.
Yeah, her second miss in tight.
Rebound grabbed by Madden Mel. Sopko with the ball. Malloy comes to set a pick. Sopko brings it between the circles. Left side to McCullough. McCullough guarded closely. Now defense extends out to the three-point line. Morial near side to Malloy. May have shuffled the feet there. Got away with it. Give it to Morial. Down the lane. High off the window. Won't go. Malloy comes and saves the rebound from the baseline. Mel took a big bump from Pope to top of the key. McCullough with the dribble. Keep it alive. Bring it left side to Sopko. 3-0 York Suburban with the lead. Got 5:10 remaining in our opening quarter. Morial, little swat of that. Get the hands of Cadence Word off of her. Sopko deals to McCullough. far corner. Three ball in flight for the Tigers, an air ball. Malloy trying to get to it, and the ball caught and then thrown over her right shoulder, and it should be Peter's basketball thrown out of bounds by Homasek.
Yeah, and I actually thought her foot was on the baseline. So Peters maintains possession. Little shocking, Bob, for what we just saw, and it probably has taken a little wind out of Peters Township. So they're going to have to adjust quickly here.
3-0 lead for York Suburban. Sopko drives to the elbow, go to Mel, and now off to Morial. Weave up top, bounce pass near side. Sopko gets a screen, fired across to the far side, and now McCullough, deep, wide open three, good.
Good
tie game.
Great answer, McCullough. And that was a deep one. She was behind the collegiate line.
And both the three balls are from well outside that NCAA line. Amaya Pope trying to back her way in. A little push shot up and in.
A spin move back to the paint.
5-3, York Suburban. Mel, dribble drive, take it to the hoop. Shot won't go. We get a foul call. And this one's going to be Bryn Barley.
She was in foul trouble the other night, Bob, as we recall.
Madden Mel will go to the foul line to shoot a couple. And head coach Jess Weaver asking the calling official about, you know, you're clear out here. And he's had a perfect look right down the lane. First shot for Mel is good. Opportunity to tie with a second make. Madden Mel, 57% free throw shooter. Second one rolls off. Sopko tips the rebound to the baseline and out of bounds. An area where most of the Peters Township squad is about a 50-50 proposition.
Yeah, they really are. It's not the highest percentage you would like to have.
Worked to the left side, to Barley, to Pope, back to Barley, tipped, but Barley goes and gets the loose ball. That's something we saw York Suburban doing all night long against Trinity the other night. Weave going up top. Amaya Pope takes it into the paint. Sopko bodies her up, kick near side, work for three, good. 8-4, York Suburban with the lead.
Well, 2-for-2 from the beyond the arc there, and that helps you when you can make shots early.
McCullough gives it to Mel. Sopko goes through as the ball went to the right side. Dish to Malloy, feed it back out. Mel, wide open three ball, off the rim, won't go. Malloy goes and gets the rebound. She's done a nice job coming in. McCullough's three is good. That one's a deep one again.
She really has, Bob. I give her a lot of credit. She's filling big shoes because I thought Jordan Welsh was one of their best players as of late.
2:55 to play, first quarter, 8-7, York Suburban with the lead. Homasek, shuffle to feed. Push shot won't go. Rebound tipped by Pope. She's going to get it. Put it on the deck. Step through. Missed this shot. Reaches over. Rebound tipped around by Morial. She'll go and get it. Morial avoiding what she thought was a trap coming with Wirt and Pope. Sopko feed to McCullough. She ran into Pope and fell down with a basketball, and that's a travel call. 2:25 to play, and we are at the media timeout, 2:26, 8-7 lead, York Suburban. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, we're WVU. You probably know us for screaming. And yeah, we're pretty good at it. But here, it's more than a chant. It's our celebration of innovation.
Let's go.
Our rallying cry for community.
Let's go!
And honestly, it's just our way of life. So whether you're chasing big dreams or just chasing sunsets,
let's go!
Ground yourself in this moment. What do you smell? What do you hear? That's the sound of a juicy steak with 10 essential nutrients like protein, iron, and B vitamins to support your wellness journey. Now that's my kind of aromatherapy. The nutrition you need, the balance you crave. Together, we bring more. Beef. It's what's for dinner.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Big Ten Plus. Get 3 months of Big Ten Plus for only $4.99 per month. Scan the QR code or go to BigTenPlus.com and enter NFHS when selecting a monthly pass at checkout.
And last possession, Taylor McCullough on the dribble drove right in and ran dead into Amaya Pope and lost the lost her footing and ended up on her wallet, which is a travel call. We do see Jordan Welsh back on the Peters Township bench, but very dejected.
Yeah, with a big ice pack on that knee. I don't think we'll see her all afternoon.
Pope takes the ball at the top of the key. He'll near side, Homisak, cut off by Malloy, and now we'll try to drive. Homisak took it underneath, step out once, twice, off the window and in, her first points.
She's pretty crafty around the basket, Bob. Does a nice little step under. She just kind of lulls you to sleep, and then she attacks you.
10 points for York Suburban. Lob pass for Malloy. Too tall from Mel, and a turnover grabbed by Pope. He'll deal left side to Jordan Williams, and now at the top of the key, it's Wirt. Dribbles, uses the screen, finds Pope. Shot partially blocked, and the Indians control. Pope hustling back. Sopko drop it off to Mel, to Malloy. Back into the corner. Mel had to save that one. Three ball in flight. Good.
Tell you what, they're still shooting it pretty well from the outside, Bob. That'll keep them in this game.
10-10 ball game. Welsh first points of the afternoon. For York Suburban, balanced scoring. Two players with 3 points, two players with two each. Homisak works her way out in front against Malloy and scores.
And they're going to try to exploit that as much as possible.
Just under a minute remaining in the opening quarter. 12-10, York Suburban with the lead. Barley out to guard Madden Mel on the dribble. Hand off to Malloy. Her three ball is too strong. Morial trying to get to the rebound, but Wirt gets there first. Indians didn't look like they were expecting that shot from Malloy. Barley on the drive. McCullough keeps her out of the paint. Now Barley drop step off the window. Shot partially blocked, and McCullough called for a foul. 29 seconds to play opening quarter. Back on the WJPA Sports Network.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Two free throw makes for Jordan Williams. Foul called on Taylor McCullough. 14-10, matching the biggest lead of the game for York Suburban. 25 seconds to play here in our opening quarter. Dribble handoff to Morial, into the circle to Malloy. She'll give it off to Mel. Mel stumbled a little bit. Off to Sopko, got a running start. Kick to the near corner. Morial for three. In and out, won't go. Rebound Pope. Time to get up the floor. Morial bumps her. Long pass ahead. Barley going to dribble drive, cut off, and a hand check foul on the Indians. Going to be a call on the floor, but that may save, at least saves a good look at the basket by Barley.
Peters Township foul on number 22,
Madden Mel gets her first. McCullough will sit, and Maddie Ross checks into the game. Baseline throw in. Indians try to defend this. 0.8 of a second inbound to Homisak, but it was tipped away just as it got to her hands, and nothing else develops. 14-10, York Suburban after one, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Introducing personal loans from First Federal of Greene County. Now you can access up to $25,000 with no collateral, no application fee, and no closing costs, plus fixed rate interest, flexible loan terms, and a simple application. This is a personal loan designed for your busy life. Visit ffgc.bank for more information or visit a loan officer in Washington or Waynesburg to get started today. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458729.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
14-10, York Suburban with the lead. Should be Peters Township basketball to start the second quarter.
Well, they have to do a little better job on the interior defense, Bob. Homisak's been taking advantage of that. She's got her two field goals because of that, being able to post and make a nice move inside. But they're right here. I mean, they're in good shape. They just got to continue to move the basketball, take quality shots.
All five York Suburban starters have scored. Ball into the corner to Mel on that jump pass from Maury Al. She's trying to get by Barley. Give it to Malloy. Ball knocked loose by Homisak. And now it's McCullough working against Barley. Take it into the paint. Shot won't go. But a foul is called. 7:42 to go. First half, 14-10 Peters back. Excuse me, 14-10 York Suburban. And with that, we'll keep it here. Foul called on Allie Kleindienst. Her first, team's first foul of the quarter. Mara Radulovic going to the scorer's table to check in. McCullough, shooter's touch, gets the first shot to go. She's a 67% free throw shooter.
Nice soft touch on her release. Got to make every point they can get here.
Second shot in flight, nothing but net. No rim needed this time. Two-point ball game. 14-12, and Radulovic indeed checks in. And I believe it's Malloy who's going to the bench.
And she did a really nice job, Bob, to come off like that and in an unexpected situation. I thought she was excellent.
Entry pass intended for Homisak, deflected out of bounds by Madden Mel. Pope to key the inbound from the Peters Township bench area. Just flip it out into the midcourt.
Peters Township in a little bit of a zone right now, Bob.
Kleindienst goes cross-court to Barley. Defense jumps that way. Ball comes back near side. Look at around the perimeter. Williams pass to Barley, a little wide of the mark. Now to the elbow. Pope kicks it to the baseline. Homisak put on the deck. A little delay in that. Spinorama a couple of times. Feed it out. Now Kleindienst drives into the paint. Picks it up. Ball up top. Jordan Williams for three. In and out. Rebound comes clear outside the lane. The Indians don't get it. Homisak does. This is what we saw against Trinity. Ball fake by Pope. Run it down the lane. And Radulovic catches that ball that hit the bottom of the iron.
Yeah, I like the strategy here employed by Peters Township to go to the zone, Bob.
Mel gets a screen from Radulovic, but good recovery by Barley to cut her off. Ball goes to Sopko at the top of the key. She will shoot from there, but not terribly often. Morial dribbles to the top. Now takes it down the lane. Off the window high, strong, and it drops home.
Whew, she got all that at the rim.
Tie game at 14-all. Indians have scored four straight after York Suburban had put up four in a row from the 10-10 tie. Two ball from the elbow for Pope. Good.
Well, and she doesn't shoot all that much either, but Amaya Pope knocked that one in from 15.
Pope with a couple of baskets. Radulovic handoff to Mel. Mel free throw circle jumper well short, not going to go out of bounds and ruled untouched. So it will be York Suburban ball at the baseline, the air ball. Kleindienst goes out, and Cadence Wirt checks back in. York Suburban has never trailed. Peters has been able to tie the game at 3, at 10, and at 14. Wirt on the right wing. Bring it near side. Long three for Barley. It's too strong, and McCullough gets the rebound. Clear up at the far elbow. McCullough driving into Williams. Takes it to the hoop and scores. We're tied again.
Yeah, beautiful move. She just went coast to coast. No resistance.
And she started that against Williams way out, and once she got halfway by Williams, there was no help.
Once the shoulders got even, she was gone.
Pope at the elbow, kick it to the far corner, saved by Barley, work it back to Williams at the foul line extended. Barley takes the feed a little deeper on the side and now brings it out between the circles. Ball kicked by Morial. And we'll get a reset here. Ball out to the far sideline. Exactly 5 minutes to play in our second quarter. 16-all tie.
Peter's doing a nice job recognizing where the perimeter shooters are and getting out to contest.
Williams feeds to the far corner to Cadence Wirt. She was looking to get that ball inside to Pope, but Indians guarding that. Pope at the high post, put it on the deck. Radulovic keeps her out there, and Radulovic with two-hand shove. And he's like, wow.
Oh, my. She said, what? I didn't do that. She did put a hand on her back, but I'm not sure that warranted a foul call. But I thought she called. He was going to call a walk there for a second.
Yeah, I didn't see any real displacement.
No, I didn't either.
Inbound to Homisak beneath the backboard. Now dribbles out front, steps around again, and misses the shot, but gets her on rebound, push back up, rolls it in.
You must block her out. When she shoots the ball, you've got to put a body on her. Very active around the rim.
And once again, York Suburban with the lead. 18-16. Sopko gets a screen from Radulovic, and that was a walking screen. McCullough for three in the lead. It's off the front rim. Morial with the rebound. Three ball for Mel in the lead. That's off the iron, won't go. Rebound tipped by McCullough. Reaching over the top of her, but not making contact. Amaya Pope, legal play. Kept the rebound alive, and York Suburban has it with a two-point lead. Halfway through this second quarter, three ball well short. Homisak can't corral the rebound. Nice job there by Radulovic to keep her from pulling it in. And Mel brings it up. McCullough for three in the lead. It's off the back rim.
Well, that was a quick, tough shot, Bob. She was moving left, fired up a long three.
Barley goes walking down the lane, and they're going to get a held ball call, and York Suburban's going to get it. Yeah. We have a media timeout, 3:43 to play. Second quarter, York Suburban 18, Peters Township 16 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Any insurance agent can sell you a policy. At RTI Insurance Services, we're going to sell you what you need. As a family-owned independent agency, RTI Insurance Services will provide you with multiple solutions for your personal and business coverages. We're proud to support area athletes, families, and communities, and we'd love to help you too. RTI Insurance Services in South Point. Online at trustrti.com.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good and Dr. Cullen Doyle are board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Good Orthodontics has offices in Mount Lebanon, Washington, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 412-344-4663. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Coming out of the media timeout, it'll be York Suburban ball on the possession arrow throw in. It will be right at the side of the lane at the offensive end line. Inbound it goes to Williams, and the Trojans set up the play to go to the far side and immediately bring it back, and we get this top of the key dribble weave handoff. Barley, little pump fake, or rather Williams, a pump fake, didn't take the shot. And now the shot is off the iron. Rebound, block out. Nice job there by Malloy once again. Sopko, drop it back. Malloy hops, puts up a shot, but called for the hop.
Yeah, she never got her feet set, Bob. She got caught with the travel. Did a really nice job on a block out on a previous possession. Got to get a hand up on these perimeter shooters. Williams and Barley can really stroke it.
18-16, York Suburban with the lead. Elbow to Pope to the far corner. Tipped but saved there by Williams. Ball to Pope. Force it down low. Homisak gets clear and scores, and a foul to go with it. Push foul called on Alina Sopko, her first, team's second. Count the bucket for Homisak. And now a free throw coming at the York Suburban end. And it's good. 5-point lead, biggest of the ball game for York Suburban. And Peters now 3 minutes without points.
And Homisak doing damage inside, Bob.
Sopko, the high post, give it off to Morial to the far corner. Mel for three, it's short. Rebound, tipped by Malloy, caught by Sopko, just trying to heave one back up. That won't go. Held ball, Homisak gets tied up. Possession arrow points to Peters Township.
Boy, but Homisak's strong, isn't she? So active around the basket.
Mel now at the offensive end. Side of the lane. Took a little step, got away with that, and then takes a feed from Sopko. Dribbles out to the between the circles. Mel kick to the far side. Sopko starts toward the lane, but backs away from Pope. Off to McCullough. Peters Township playing now without Jordan Welsh, who went down very early with a knee injury. Malloy for three. It's good.
Boy, that's a bonus. You don't expect her to knock down threes. Caitlin Malloy, only a 22% shooter from that range.
21-19, 2-point York Suburban lead. So we click under, we're a little under 2 minutes to play. Barley lobbed to Homisak. Malloy forces her deep, wrap it around, goes to Wirt. Now three ball far side for Williams is good.
That's the only problem with the zone. When the ball goes inside, you are apt to give up that open perimeter shot. And Williams can make it.
24-19. York Suburban again a 5-point advantage. McCullough comes and takes the ball from Sopko. Working one-on-one against Williams. Dribble drive and a basket.
Beautiful move by McCullough. Quick off the dribble.
21 points, 12 points, matching her season per game average. Cadence Wirt, long range three, can't get it. Pope gets the rebound. Finds a cutter, it's Wirt, lays it in.
Yeah, really nice pass by Pope.
5-point lead. Malloy hops to a shot. Three ball off the rim. Nobody home for Peters. And a rebound cleared. It'll be Barley bring up the floor. Wirt on the left wing. We go back to that last bucket. The score from Wirt. I think you're going to see Amaya Pope with an elbow into the chest of the defender to get clear, and then the pass on the assist.
Got away with it.
Barley, Williams. Williams keeps it. And now off to Wirt, spun around by Mel, and this weave going to work the clock down under 20 seconds now. Pope picks up her dribble, finds a cutter, ball tipped away from Barley. And the Indians come away with it. 13 seconds to play in the half. Back cut. Here comes Sopko on the left side for the lay-in. Her first points of the game. 6 seconds remaining. 26-23. Steal by McCullough. Launch from half court. Off the mark. And the buzzer sounds to end the half. York Suburban 26. Peters Township 23 after two. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Printscape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
You deserve a bank that drives your business. One that's with you for the long haul and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions, ones that are built for the unique journey your business is on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. In Washington, we are a community that grows together. W&J students, faculty, and neighbors share ideas, support local initiatives, and help strengthen the region we're all proud to be part of. From service projects to local partnerships, we're committed to being good neighbors and active contributors. Because when one of us thrives, we all do. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
Welcome back to the Sports Center here at Pitt Johnstown. Be a couple of final scores while we have the opportunity. 2A boys here, 49-38, Sewickley Academy over McConnellsburg. And a game that the final score just posted, 6A boys, Upper St. Clair 52, Central Catholic 46. Upper St. Clair will play the winner of the upcoming game here at Pitt Johnstown, that between Central Dauphin, the District 3 champion, and Newcastle, the WPIAL runner-up. Here at the half, it's 26-23, York Suburban with the lead. A little different ball game than we saw from York Suburban the other night because they scored 35 total in the game.
Well, they have 26 already, but I still like where Peters Township is. It's a one-possession game, Bob. I just think one of the things they want to be able to try to do, they've mixed up nice with the drive and the shot. They got to get Bree Muriel a couple more shots. She's got to shoot the basketball.
One other score has posted final, also in the 2A boys. Mercyhurst Prep out of District 10, a winner over Jeanette, 59-58. So it'll be Sewickley Academy and Mercyhurst Prep in the 2A boys semi in the bottom half of the bracket. A couple of good series for Caitlin Malloy, who had to come in really unexpectedly when Jordan Welsh went down with a knee injury, and she's done a nice job, kept some battles there with Homasek, and that's the important part. Somebody has to battle Homasek.
Well, they're going to have to figure out, how do we defend her? Are we going to allow her to continue to get the ball, and are we going to stand behind her, or are we going to try to front and bring weak side help, or are we going to double her when she catches it? You do that, you're giving up maybe an open three to one of their shooters. It's anybody's game right now, and this Peters Township seems to have recovered from the shock of the injury. Hey, they got a shot at this.
We are at the half. York Suburban 26, Peters Township 23. We'll check the way we got here and the individual scoring when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
When you fire up Big Ten Plus, you get more game, nonstop, around the clock. More live games you won't see anywhere else. More access to your team, wherever you want, 24-7. More stories.
Unstoppable.
More highlights.
Whoa!
More big-time playmakers. Plus, catch up to four games at once, so you'll never miss more shots, spikes, and scores. Download the Big Ten Plus app today. It's always game on.
Take a look at how we got here early on, back and forth, tied at three. Eventually a four-point lead for York Suburban. Indians battle back to a tie at 10. York Suburban scored the last four of the opening quarter to lead 14-10 after one. Peters scored the first four of the second period to tie it game for the third time. Teams then trade buckets. We were tied at 16. York Suburban then got a two and an old-fashioned three-point play to go up by five. Peters a couple of times has gotten it back down to two, or now as we stand at 3 points, 26-23, York Suburban. 9 points for Natalie Homasek, four in the first and five more in the second period. Five each for Jordan Williams and Cadence Wirt. four for Amaya Pope, and a three ball in the opening quarter for Bryn Barley. York Suburban, 3 for 3 at the foul line tonight. For Peters Township, Taylor McCullough with 12 points. Nobody else has more than three. Jordan Welsh with three, but we don't anticipate she'll score anymore tonight with that knee injury suffered really early on. Caitlin Malloy with a three ball off the bench. Bree Morial and Alina Sofko with second quarter field goals. And Madden Mel, her only score so far, a free throw in the opening quarter. Speaking of free throws, Peters Township, 3 of 4 at the line. So combined 6 of 7 for the two teams here in the early going. Foul situation, nobody in any issue whatsoever. Radulovic, Sofko, Mel, and McCullough with one each. Kleindienst and Barley with a foul apiece for York Suburban. Winner will play the South Fayette Baldwin winner. That game should be well underway at Peters Township as at the moment as well. Get Jason to pull the bracket up. We'll take a look at the state quarterfinal matchups. That's where we are. The Elite Eight, Lampeter, Strasburg, and Crestwood. Lampeter, the District 3 fifth-place finisher. Crestwood won the District 2 championship. Earlier today, Archbishop Wood out of District 12 eliminated District 11 titleist Bethlehem Catholic 69-32. Our matchup has York Suburban, the District 3 champion, and District WPIL fourth-place finisher Peters Township, and then the bottom of the bracket, defending state champion South Fayette and WPIL fifth-place finisher Baldwin. And here about the time we're done, all the action in this 5A girls bracket should be a final. And getting a note to take a look at something here. Hang on just 1 second, and I will do that. Give you a South Fayette, looks like 29-27 count. Something along those lines at Peters Township. That is late second quarter. South Fayette up 29-27 on Baldwin. Back to the Sports Center at Pitt Johnstown on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Athletic trainers working down in the very far end of the Peters Township bench, trying to get Jordan Welsh to a place where she can elevate that right knee, but also where she can see the action, and also where she's not in danger of a run out of bounds there and getting run over, which could further complicate the issues. York Suburban will have the ball to begin the third quarter. Trojans have never trailed. The game has been tied four times. A 26-23 advantage for the District 3 champion, trying to eliminate and eliminate Peters Township and keep the Indians from going to back-to-back state semifinals.
There's going to be a lot of fight left in these Indians, I can guarantee you that. And they're making shots. McCullough off to a great start here with 12 first-half points. So here we go.
York Suburban with the basketball. Pope cross-court feed to Jordan Williams. A little shuffle of the feet takes it down low. Shot goes over the top. Homisak tips the rebound, and they're going to rule it's going to be. Oh, my.
That's a terrible call.
They ruled it that Molloy touched it last.
Oh, my, Bob. That's bad. I thought that was clearly Peters Township's ball.
Homisak to key the inbound. And then she gets it back, dribbles around Molloy, shot, and a foul.
And that's where you miss Jordan Welsh, because she's an excellent defender, and she would have matched up with her, with Homisak. And that's the difference. Homisak has 11 points. She averages 7 a game.
And Peters Township fans letting the fans know that. And Pope chop across the head of Madden Mel and guilty of a foul. Peters Township fans talking about the, calling it a three-point miss on the out-of-bounds call.
No,
but
no question.
Well, I didn't have a good look, and I don't know that I can see definitively from our replay that which way that was as well. And game official standing right at the baseline. Back cut intended for Morial, loses the ball. Pass behind her, and the Indians turn it back over. 28-23, York Suburban pushes that margin back up to 5.
Yeah, and in this type of a game, each possession is important. And that was just an ill-advised pass that time. Not handled well, not thrown well for Morial.
York Suburban took the lead against Trinity about halfway through the opening quarter, and they never gave it up. Nice step through on the double team by Homisak.
Well, you can see what their game plan is. Get the ball to Natalie Homisak and let her work.
7-point lead, biggest of the ball game for York Suburban, 30-23. Molloy to Mel. Mel dribbles into the paint, kick it back out. Sopko behind the back. Picks up the dribble. Got to go somewhere with it. They'll give it to Mel. Force deep. Shot rejected by Homisak. And that defense really was Bryn Barley that forced her to go so deep. And now Barley brings it across the timeline.
They play excellent help defense that time. Homisak was right there.
All back cut looking for Homisak. Pass too high. McCullough handles the carom. Call it right to the top of the key, into the lane, finds a cutter. Molloy off the window and in.
Really nice pass.
Timeout Peters Township. Indians get their first points of this third quarter, 30-25. Timeout comes with 6:10 to play here in the third. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Any insurance agent can sell you a policy. At RTI Insurance Services, we're going to sell you what you need. As a family-owned independent agency, RTI Insurance Services will provide you with multiple solutions for your personal and business coverages. We're proud to support area athletes, families, and communities, and we'd love to help you too. RTI Insurance Services in South Point. Online at trustrti.com.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
6:10 to play, third quarter, 30-25. York Suburban with the 5-point lead and the ball. The Trojans have never trailed, tied 4 times.
You know, it's a similar recipe that they used against Trinity, Bob. Once they got the lead, they held on to it. And again, Peters Township having a difficult time matching up with Natalie Homisak. We've used her name quite often. Now they're going to a zone.
Ball out on the near wing. It's Wirt up top to Williams. Back to Wirt. Those two back and forth. Now Barley, the hash mark far side. She'll bring it this way to Cadence Wirt. 2-3 Peters Township zone defense, staying at the 3-point line. Barley get the ball toward Pope, but Morial in the lane and takes that away. The passing lane, that is.
Yeah, good hands by Bree Morial.
McCullough, sophomore guard, long three, college length off the iron, rebound grabbed by Molloy, the ball to Madden Mel. She's going to drive and loses the handle, and that's going to be ruled a block by Bryn Barley.
I like what she did, though, trying to take it to the teeth of the defense. Draw some contact.
Inbound to McCullough. Feed it back. Malloy. Again, a feed shuffle. Got the three off, but Karam's over to the far side. Rebound Morial. Ball to Sopko. And Sopko will take it up top and reset this offense. Coming up on 5:05 to play third quarter, 30-25, York Suburban. Mel for three. It's well short. Rebound goes to Malloy. Put it on the deck. She is knocked down and will go to the line to shoot a couple. 4:56 to play third quarter, 30-25, York Suburban here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good and Dr. Cullen Doyle are board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Good Orthodontics has offices in Mount Lebanon, Washington, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics 412-655-4660. Excellence is a good choice. Choose good orthodontics.
Foul on Bryn Marley. Caitlin Malloy hits both foul shots. 53% free throw shooter, but 2 for 2 on that trip. Ball goes to Pope in the free throw circle. Back out. Three ball straight on. Almost down, but Karam's out on the miss by Jordan Williams. Peters with a chance to tie on this possession. McCullough stop and go. Back it up. Try to feed it back out, and a holding foul whistled on Jordan Williams. The York Suburban fans right below us don't like that call.
Pretty good call. Referee right on top of the call. Tell you what, Bob, you got to give hats off to Caitlin Malloy. She's playing really well.
McCullough, catch and shoot a three, ties the game.
And so is she.
Thirty. 4:15 to play. Pass intended for Homisak, tipped. And Malloy or Mel got the hand on that one and knocked it out of bounds. They were looking for that back cut again.
Well, it did a nice job getting their hands actively involved that time, prevent the layup.
Feed goes to Pope at the high post. And now it'll be Jordan Williams. Deal left side to Homisak. Indians drop back to keep people back there. Switch the defense now to a man-to-man. McCullough trying to fight through the screen. They double-team Williams, and Williams travels because of it.
Yeah, and I really like what Peters Township is doing.
3:58 to play, third quarter. 30-30 tie, media timeout here at the Sports Center at Pitt Johnstown on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monticalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
You deserve a bank that brings fresh ideas to your business. One that can see you're a cut above and knows you like you know your customers. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on preparing personalized solutions, ones that cater to the unique needs of your business. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. For generations, W&J has lived right in the heart of Washington, learning alongside our neighbors, lending a hand, and building traditions that connect us. We are committed to being present, supportive, and engaged in the community we're proud to call home. We celebrate our shared history, and we look forward to building the future together. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
After the media timeout, Peters Township with the ball. Alina Sopko takes a feed from McCullough. Three ball rattles around a couple of times. Battle underneath for the rebound. Homisak ties up Mel. Peters Township has the possession arrow. That ball hit the iron a couple of times. Not the shot that you just saw. Sopko throws it up top, and Mel will save it, bring it to McCullough near side. She'll shoot from there. We've seen that well beyond the college three ball line. Mel for three, rattles it home.
They don't hesitate to take the open ones.
Peters in front for the first time. 33-30.
They have enough firepower. Can they defend? That's the key tonight.
Wirt takes it up top to Williams, inside to Pope. Far side, Wirt shuffles the feet, called for traveling.
Before the break, I was going to say, Bob, changing the defenses has really helped Peters Township. Good move by Coach Lambert-Ryu. Keeping them off their toes, keeping them out of balance.
And now York Suburban going to change their defense. They're bringing Homisak clear up to the midcourt area.
Well, they do this once in a while, a little trap.
McCullough, diagonal pass to Morial. Catch, drive, steps in front, lost the handle on the ball for a second, and Wirt's going to grab that. Had help. Malloy was coming down the lane if she could see her and pass that over, but just kind of forced a shot up there.
Yeah, lost her balance a little bit, too. I think that's what caused the issue.
Williams to Pope in the corner. Williams cuts through. Indians back to a 2-3 zone. Williams, pump fake, gets clear. Three for the tie. It's off the rim. Rebound goes to the far corner. Mel ahead to Sopko. Want to push the issue. Morial catch on the near wing. But the Indians pull it back out. 2.5 minutes to play in the third. Leading 33-30 now. First time that Peters has had the lead. Bump, foul called. I think this is Barley, and it's her third. Nope, it's going to go to Amaya Pope, and it's her second. Team's fourth foul, 2:21 to play, third quarter. This is the first time Peters has been in the lead today. First time York Suburban has trailed in the state playoffs since halfway through the first quarter against Trinity in the second round.
You can see the confidence growing with Peters Township.
Sopko, three ball in flight. It's off the mark. Battle for the rebound. Homisak wins that. Surprise.
I'm not sure they want her taking that shot, Bob.
Barley, bounce pass to Wirt, far side, and now Williams to set a screen. Pass comes to Barley, pump fake, got Sopko to leave her feet. Back out to Williams. Barley around to Pope, and now to Wirt on the right wing, into the corner, Homisak. Moves around Bell, but pass it off. Ball around the perimeter. Barley, good line for three, ties the game.
Yeah, can't let her set her feet. Really shoots it well.
Barley's second tray of the game. She has 6 points. McCullough trying to drive. Feed it out to Sopko. Has a little trouble with it. Take it to Malloy. Malloy to the free throw circle, and now to Mel. Get open. Three ball in flight. Good.
Maddie Mel, I'll tell you what. She has really been shooting well.
36-33, Peters Township. 1:10 to play in the third. Entry pass to Pope. Has to fight to save it. Put it on the deck. Feed it back out. Williams doesn't take an open three. Go to Wirt at the hash mark on the right side. She'll dribble between the circles. And now to Barley. Back to Wirt. Straight on. Long three ball off the rim. Rebound. McCullough tracks it down in the corner. Peters with the ball and the lead. 45 seconds to play third quarter. Great to have you along. Great ball game here this afternoon. Peters playing since the very early stages of the first quarter without Jordan Welsh. McCullough backs away from Jordan Williams, avoids a closely guarded call. Peters Township going to work this for a final look at the basket. Williams creeping out now.
I like this strategy, Bob.
Mid-court official staring at the distance between the two. There's plenty of room there.
Well, you can't get too close to her. She'll go right around you. She's quick.
McCullough keeps the dribble. Sopko set a back pick. Shot blocked by Homisak. Controlled by Mel. Looking for a cutter. Ball locked, knocked loose. Morial gets it. Jumper off the iron won't go. And the quarter comes to an end. Peters Township 36. York Suburban 33 after 3. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Peters Township outscoring York Suburban 13-7 in that quarter. And if you go back, York Suburban scored the first 4 points of the quarter, so 13-3 over the last 6 minutes and change.
Well, I think it's switching to the zone. I think it's got them a little out of their rhythm, and it's pushing Homasek outside a little bit more, so she's not able to do that damage she's been doing inside. Great strategy by the Indians.
Start of the fourth quarter, York Suburban will have the ball to begin.
Staying in the zone, Bob. We'll see how it works. Got to cover the shooters, though.
Williams deals right side to Barley. Bring it near side now to Cadence Wirt. Williams right back to Wirt. McCullough guarding her. Pope gets the ball at the high post. Wirt, three ball, way too strong. Caught on the far side by Madden Mel. And now ahead to McCullough. 2-on-3, now 2-on-4. McCullough feeds the ball back out to Madden Mel. McCullough looked at a three. Don't take that.
Boy, oh boy, was she deep.
Her heels were almost on the sideline.
She was almost on the bench.
Mel, Morial. Ball to the far side to Sopko and right back to McCullough. Force a pass to Mel. Had to reach down and save that. Sopko to McCullough out on the left wing. Williams has her cut off. A little shoulder shimmy. Three ball in flight for Mel. It's good.
I'll tell you what, she's hotter than a firecracker, Bob.
39-33 Peters. 6:50 to play in the fourth. Pope gets the ball. Look down low to Homasek. Three ball in flight. It's short. Rebound. Pope steps around. Shot won't go, but a foul called. And free throws coming. 6:42 to play in the fourth. 39-33 Peters Township back on the WJPA Sports Network.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly.
And we are back a little sooner than we thought. Amaya Pope at the free throw line to shoot two. First one is good. 30 fans, you know, you can't say anything. There are limits to what you ought to say, and we just heard something that shouldn't have been said.
It's just fans are crazy. That's why. They
are that. Foul is on Taylor McCullough, her second, team's first of the quarter, and Amaya Pope, one of two at the line on that trip. And now it looks like, are we going to get an illegal screen call on the...
I think they're calling Maddie Mel for a push-off. No.
Morial for an illegal screen.
Yes. I didn't really see it, Bob. I don't. Okay.
39-34, Peters Township, plus five. Williams throws a pass to the far side. Barley has to go airborne to save that. Ball to Pope. Pope looking to kick it back out. Barley launches a three, hits it. Timeout, York Suburban. Barley's three gives her nine. Cuts the Peters lead to 39-37 with 6:15 to play. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Introducing personal loans from First Federal of Greene County. Now you can access up to $25,000 with no collateral, no application fee, and no closing costs, plus fixed rate interest, flexible loan terms, and a simple application. This is a personal loan designed for your busy life. Visit ffgc.bank for more information or visit a loan officer in Washington or Waynesburg to get started today. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458729.
Biggest lead of the ball game was 7 points. York Suburban got there in the opening minute of the third quarter, but Peters scored the next 7 points and actually scored the next 10 points and has been in front or tied ever since, but 39-37 now as we approach 6:05 remaining in regulation. McCullough trying to cross over, trying to force a pass through, and Homisak blocks that. Jordan Williams drive it up the floor, feed it to the corner to Barley. Barley hassled, throws it up top. Homisak out between the circles. Barley launches a 25-footer. It's off the front of the rim. Morial comes right through the free throw circle and tracks down the miss.
Yeah, I'd like to have seen her push that ball, Bob. She had numbers.
Sopko. Boy, the Indians have been these five for almost the entire game after the Welsh injury. We did see Radulovich for a couple of minutes. McCullough, crossover, get to the paint, take it left hand and score.
Boy, she's playing so smart this evening.
41-37, 5:15 to play, Peters plus four. Barley lob it back out to Williams, to Pope in the free throw circle, looking underneath, Homisak left all alone, gets it, controls it, and scores. Cannot lose track of Natalie Homisak. Back to a two-point game.
Yeah, you almost have to play her man under the basket.
41-39. Peters Township plus two. Indians took the lead with 3:31 to play in the third. Have not trailed since. Well, tied once since then. Feed goes underneath to Malloy. To Mel. Out to Sopko. Catch. Drive. Forced wide by Pope. Lay-in won't go. Foul shots coming for Alina Sopko with 4:35 to play here in this fourth quarter. This foul on Amaya Pope is her third. First foul of the quarter on York Suburban. Going to the free throw line is Alina Sopko, who has struggled at the stripe, particularly so in the state playoffs, and pulls this one short.
Now these free throws are huge. You've got to try to get at least one.
Sopko 1-for-3. In the win against Mannheim Central. 0-for-2 on this trip. Also struggled in the game that got the Indians against Susquehannock, that got them into the second round. Ball goes underneath. Homisak misses that, rebounds herself, and ties the game.
Just athletic. Her athleticism showed right there. Quick to the ball.
Well, after Peters had built a six-point lead, it's advantage York Suburban. McCullough, a little fadeaway, pulls it short. Rebound Caitlin Malloy, trying to fight out of a triple team. And Peters Township gets possession and the timeout. 3:57 to play. Third quarter, or fourth quarter, 41 all tie. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
Any insurance agent can sell you a policy. At RTI Insurance Services, we're going to sell you what you need. As a family-owned independent agency, RTI Insurance Services will provide you with multiple solutions for your personal and business coverages. We're proud to support area athletes, families, and communities, and we'd love to help you too. RTI Insurance Services in South Point. Online at trustrti.com.
Caitlin Malloy saved two things there, the possession and the bench getting the timeout and the possession arrow.
Yeah, and that's big. But I'm telling you, Bob, this game, it's going to come down to maybe who has the last possession of the basketball. Hamasak's been a killer.
Mad Mel takes a bump, but the ball off her hand on the inbound play goes to Bree Morial. Limited to just 2 points here this afternoon.
Yeah, boy, I tell you what, if I can only get her a couple of looks.
Sopko to McCullough. Her little push shot just wouldn't go. Dribble drive, got the in deep and circle it back out. Staying right with her is Jordan Williams. Ball to Sopko, take it into the free throw circle. Malloy right with her. Malloy sets a pick now. Sopko backs away. 41 all tie. Next whistle will bring us to the immediate timeout. McCullough drives, kicks, and Sopko will give it back to her. McCullough getting distance. Looking for an opening. Takes it in hard off the glass. Not a good look. Off balance shot. Pope rebounds. York Suburban trying to go back in front. And Pope runs Mel over. Gets the basket. This is college basketball. That's a foul on one or the other. And I'm not going to say which one. That's a foul. You cannot have that kind of contact in high school basketball without a whistle. 2:45 to play in the fourth. 43-41. York Suburban back in front. McCullough for three. High off the iron, won't go. Hamasak rebounds the miss. Sopko knocked the ball loose. You got to have a foul there too. And they don't. And a timeout for York Suburban. 2:32 remaining in the fourth. The Trojans, 43, Indians, 41 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good and Dr. Cullen Doyle are board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Good Orthodontics has offices in Mount Lebanon, Washington, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Peters Township put up a 10-point run in the middle part of the third quarter to take a 33-30 lead. They would eventually push that to 6 early in this fourth quarter, but York Suburban has held Peters Township to just 2 points while scoring 10 of their own. So the 10-2 run, has given York Suburban the lead, 43-41, with just over 2.5 minutes to play.
Plenty of time left. You don't have to panic. In a full court pressure right now, Peters Township.
McCullough trips Jordan Williams, and before the ball got thrown inbounds. Trouble with the dribble. Cadence worked. Got to get it across, and they just do. Double team in the midcourt, and a pushing foul call. The Indians looking for a walk call, but they won't get that. Third foul on Peters Township, and now we get to the media timeout. 2:20 to play in the fourth. York Suburban 43, Peters Township 41 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monticalva for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Princescape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Back at the Sports Center here at Pitt Johnstown. Good to have you along. York Suburban has the ball at midcourt. Each team I have with three timeouts remaining. Peters Township has committed three fouls in this quarter. York Suburban one. And York Suburban with the ball and a two-point lead.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. They've switched to a man-to-man, but are they going to trap out of it? Yes, they are.
Barley has picked up her dribble.
And steal.
Now a steal by McCullough. McCullough going in for the tie, scores it.
Great steal. Good anticipation by Taylor McCullough that time.
43 all tie. Barley goes into traffic and there's going to be a foul call. Barley ended up on the floor and lost the ball, but foul called on Madden Mell. That's her third, but fourth foul on Peters. Baseline throw in for York Suburban.
That foul really doesn't hurt them, Bob. Non-shooting. The next one does.
Homisak lobs it in to Pope, and then she wants it back. Homisak. Malloy cuts her off in a travel call.
Yes, sir. Yeah, the referee had his hand up on that.
The Peters with a tie game. 2 minutes to play and the ball in hand now.
You got to feel really good if you're Peters Township, losing one of your better players, and you're right here.
McCullough and Mel will hand off. Malloy sets a pick. Ball goes left side to Morial. To Sopko. Mel cuts through. Morial goes back to that left corner. Both Morial and Mel over there. Man-to-man defense for York Suburban. Long time to hold. Peters got the ball with 1:59 to play.
A very long time, Bob. Too long, in fact. Got to keep moving the basketball.
Sopko counts going. Hands on her by Pope. Sopko floater up with the left hand. That won't go. Pope falls down and gets rid of the ball before she hits the floor. Now it's York Suburban with the ball coming into the midcourt with it on the dribble. It's Barley. That's just way too long to try to hold, and then not a good-looking shot.
No, that was not a good look.
Wirt gets a screen from Pope. Ball comes near side to Jordan Williams. Lob down low. Homisak catch. Spin into traffic. Shot off the glass. No good. Good help defense by Sopko. Should have had a whistle on a travel.
Yeah, I thought Sopko did a great job on the help defense there.
43 all time. McCullough dribbling into midcourt. Pressure coming out a little closer. It's Jordan Williams. Separation is there. And nobody there to help just in case. And now the pressure's close enough. The count is going. And now we get the 5 second. No, we get the timeout call. Indians were good job there by Steve Lemberieux. Not that that's not his job, of course. 27 seconds to play. 43 all tie. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
Peters Township has been to overtime twice, once here in the state playoffs. They are 1-1. I do not have that York Suburban has needed extra time to get a decision in any of its games.
Well, and if I'm Peters Township, I take the last shot regardless and hope to win it there. I think that's an advantage for them right now, but I'm sure they designed something in the huddle, what they want to do, how they want to approach this.
27.7 seconds to play. Taylor McCullough will take the feed in backcourt and now just step across the timeline and will park it right there. Game clock down to 15 seconds. McCullough working one-on-one against Jordan Williams, and now people starting to move. Clock down to 10. McCullough looking for somewhere to go. Gets a screen from Mel. Mel's wide open. Now help comes. Mel, hand off to Sopko, and Sopko will launch it, and it goes over top of everything. We're going to overtime. 43 all tie, extra bonus basketball coming your way when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it.
Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Last two possessions, not great looks at the basket for the Indians. The last one, they set up with 27 seconds to go and ended up scrambling and kind of a heave and hope there for Sofko as the time expired.
Well, they were trying to run a screen and roll with Madden, Madden Mel, and they were trying to pop her out, Bob, but the pass was a little late because you called it. She was wide open. Had she caught the ball, she'd have had a great look, and I would have settled for that shot. That would have been a good one because wouldn't have been any time left if it had gone in. Now they got to settle in for four more minutes of basketball and be solid at the defensive end.
We will start with a jump ball, and looks like Malloy going to go in to jump it. And you got to get people positioned which way. Whoever was going to win the tip with the way everybody was positioned was going to have three players on nobody.
That's exactly right. And they were going the wrong direction.
Malloy and Homisak on the tip, and Homisak controls it. We are underway in overtime. Each team gets an additional timeout. Ball goes to Homisak at the free throw line. Spins, shot pulled up short. McCullough strong to clear the rebound.
Boy, she's been good tonight. Taylor McCullough, the sophomore.
Homisak had 17 points in the game.
Well, she's been quiet as of late.
McCullough behind the back, gets clear of Williams, takes it in traffic, shot rejected by Homisak, controlled by Homisak.
Well, she spun into three people.
Williams up the floor, driving into a McCullough, and now Pope steps around, shot goes, and a foul too. Foul on Alina Sofko. Amaya Pope with 5 points after the third quarter, and now a chance to give York Suburban a three-point lead here in extra time. Foul shot, shooter's touch, got it to hop up and in. 46-43, York Suburban with the lead.
A lot of time left, 3 minutes in the ball game.
York Suburban now unofficially 5 of 7 at the foul line. McCullough, little runner, too strong, caught on the backside by Sofko. She'll outlet to Mel for three in the tie.
How big is Madden Mel been tonight?
Mel with 13 points. That's her fourth three ball. Ball goes to Pope outside the three-point line. Tie game. And Pope cheating her way forward from the high post. Ball flipped back out to Jordan Williams. 2.5 minutes remaining in overtime. 46 all tie. Homisak out to Barley. Dribbles around. Barley kicked to the near side. Williams. McCullough comes out to guard her. Homisak comes, wants the ball.
Got to help.
Steps in, ball knocked loose, saved at the baseline. She'll feed it out to Pope around the perimeter. Williams for three, off the back rim, won't go. Rebound cleared by Madden Mel. Avoids a trap here at the sideline, and now Mel gets it across the timeline. Tie game, here we go again. This is exactly where we were with the 2 minutes to play in regulation, a tie game, and the Indians started to go to a stall. Morial takes a feed, got hands on her by Wirt. Now Morial trying to get by, give it off to Sofko. McCullough will come out, or rather Malloy, and McCullough takes the pass. Double team there. As Williams knows she has help from Homisak. The ball to Sopko.
Don't have to rush here, Bob. Even though they're standing around a little bit too much, dribbling.
Sopko sets a hard screen. Got away with it. Now Madden Mel to the low block. Puts a shot up. It's well short, but free throw's coming. 1:23 to play in overtime. This foul called on Amaya Pope. It's her fourth. Second foul of the period. Two free throws coming for Madden Mel. Just a 57% free throw shooter. Hit one of two earlier in the game. Misses.
Hard to believe she only shoots it at a 57% clip. Such a good shooter.
5 of 9 at Peters Township. 5 of 7 for York Suburban. Mel's second shot rattles and lays and drops home. Peters up by one. Mel has 14 points. 47-46. Williams to Barley and now to Pope between the circles. Near side it comes to Caden Swert. McCullough trying to blow through the Homisak screen. Three ball in flight for Williams. In and out. Rebound Madden Mel. Indians have a one-point lead. Morial has the ball in hand. And now pressure going to pick up when the Indians get across the timeline.
Keep your dribble alive, young lady.
Morial on the dribble. That separation once. Reach across, foul on Caden Swert. Her first, team's third. 49 seconds to play in the extra period. Peters Township up 47-46.
They do not need a shot here, Bob. Just got to be good with the ball. Be solid.
And a foul on Pope, and Amaya Pope is fouled out of the game.
Boy, that wasn't smart. Oh, you don't want her on the bench if you're a York Suburban. She's played so well. Only a junior. Pope will be back next season with Coach Jess Weaver's squad. One of the problems you have, Bob, you got to inbound the basketball here without making a mistake.
Into the game, Kylie Danks, her first action of the afternoon. And York Suburban trying to keep people from getting into the backcourt. And another foul called on Caden Swert. That'll be her second. And Bree Morial will go to the foul line. She shoots 86%.
Yeah, you don't mind her going to the line. I'd feel very comfortable with her shooting free throws.
Bree Morial has been quiet today. Just 2 points. Those back in that second quarter. Foul shot right on the money.
So confident from the line.
Timeout, York Suburban. 46 seconds to play. Peters Township 48. York Suburban 46 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Hello, this is State Senator Camera Bortolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
After the timeout, Bree Morial at the foul line hits the second shot. Peters plus three, 49-46. 40 seconds to play. Homisak, the give to Allie Kleindienst. Sopko keeps her out of the lane. Long time been there. Got to do something with it. We get a timeout on the York Suburban bench. 31 seconds to play. 49-46. Peters in overtime. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Any insurance agent can sell you a policy, At RTI Insurance Services, we're going to sell you what you need. As a family-owned independent agency, RTI Insurance Services will provide you with multiple solutions for your personal and business coverages. We're proud to support area athletes, families, and communities, and we'd love to help you too. RTI Insurance Services in South Point. Online at trustrti.com.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
York Suburban Basketball, 31 seconds to play in overtime, 49-46. Peters, I don't see this ball going anywhere but Barley or Homisak.
Absolutely.
Barley, or rather Johnson, pass intended for Barley. Scramble for the loose ball. Peters ends up with it, asks for a timeout. Now we're just going to get a held ball. Madden Mel on the floor had the ball. But I can't worry about what came from the bench 60 feet away, Tom. Madden Mel had the ball and asked for time. It's Peters' ball with a possession arrow, and now after that indication, we are going to get the timeout call. Wow.
For who?
Peters' ball on a possession arrow, Peters Township timeout.
Okay. Very confusing there the last few seconds, Bob. I'm sorry.
23 seconds to play in regulation, and we'll end up keeping it here with that.
And if they can, try to get the basketball in Bree Moriel's hands. She's the one you want at the foul line. Anybody else or Taylor McCullough, but I would like Bree Moriel to be shooting these foul shots, Bob.
Get an update on the bracket. South Fayette has won. Get you that final score here in just a moment, but we also know that Crestwood is the winner. Thank you, Jason Tennant. Good work there. The updated bracket, the final four is three at the moment.
Well, let's keep our fingers crossed here, Bob.
And 23 seconds to decide the fourth.
Now, the most important thing for Peters Township, get the ball inbounds. So you want a reliable person taking it out, and I think it will be Madden Mel. Got to get the ball in Bree Moriel's hands, whatever you do.
South Fayette over Baldwin, 67-46, the final. Indians have a chance, and now McCullough takes the inbound feed, and she gets a two-hand shove.
Intentional.
We have an intentional foul called. And a shove from behind by Allie Kleindienst. That will give McCullough two shots and the ball.
Wow. But she did shove her pretty hard, Bob.
Well, the hardness, the only thing you do with hardness, you can upgrade to flagrant.
Correct.
The fact that she shoved her from behind running away from her makes it the intentional foul.
Yes.
21 seconds to play. Taylor McCullough at the free throw line is a 67% free throw shooter. Hit two of three earlier today, or two of two earlier, and now she's right at her season average, 67% chance to put the Indians up by four. One of two on this trip. I'm not ready to say that one of two is going to be enough.
No.
50-46, Peters Township with the lead, and the Indians will have the ball at the end line with 21 seconds to play in overtime.
Alina Sopko is inbounding the basketball.
Morial gets a pick and gets up and gets the ball in the corner, and she is fouled by Cadence Wirt, and Morial will go to the line to shoot two.
Nice play there that time, and that was a called set by Coach Lambariou. Done an excellent job today, I think, switching the defenses and the inbound play.
Just a second came off the clock on that possession before the Wirt foul. Morial at the line. Shot is good.
Not a big scoring night for Bree Moriel, who had 18 in the previous game, but, man, she's been big from the line, Bob.
York Suburban scored the first points of this quarter, and Moriel misses the second. So a five-point Peters lead 15 seconds remaining. Barley picks up her dribble, deals to Wirt, trying to blow by Mel. Shot won't go, but a foul is going to be called. And free throws coming for Cadence Wirt. So the Indians with the foul give York Suburban an opportunity to score with the clock stop, but now down to 9.7 seconds.
She has to make both of these. If she misses one of these, Bob, and the Indians rebound, they're in great shape.
Wirt at the line. First shot good. Her first foul shot of this game. She's a 75% free throw shooter.
Yeah, they're all pretty good free throw shooters for York Suburban.
Second shot is also good. 51-48. Timeout, York Suburban. 9.7 seconds to play. Peters Township plus three. Back on the WJPA Sports Network.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good and Dr. Cullen Doyle are board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Good Orthodontics has offices in Mount Lebanon, Washington, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 412-344-4663. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
The two foul shot makes for Cadence Wirt. The first points in overtime for York Suburban since the 3:16 mark. So over 3 minutes, they had taken a three-point lead with the bucket and the foul shot make by Amaya Pope, who fouled out earlier this minute of overtime.
That's critical because she's been playing really well. Now they have to inbound the basketball. And if you can, get it to Bree Morial. I'd still go. There it is. She's open.
Morial takes it, gives it off to Mel, back to Morial. The Indians don't have to get it in front court. You don't have to go anywhere with it.
That's right, and they didn't foul right away, Bob. They let 4 seconds go off the clock.
Bree Morial, who's hit 3 of 4 in extra period, will go to the line to shoot two with a look at icing this game in overtime.
Well, you said 1 out of 2 may not be enough, but if she makes this, it's enough.
5.4 seconds to play in the first overtime. Morial rattles one home.
Bree Morial, big at the line.
Second shot in flight, short and off the rim. Rebound grabbed by Homisak. The Indians are going to let her come up the floor. She'll go around everybody and miss the shot. And Peters Township survives the loss of Jordan Welsh and rallies back to beat York Suburban and advance to the state semifinals. 52-48, your final. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monticalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
You deserve a bank that drives your business. One that's with you for the long haul and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions, ones that are built for the unique journey your business is on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. In Washington, we are a community that grows together. W&J students, faculty, and neighbors share ideas, support local initiatives, and help strengthen the region we're all proud to be part of. From service projects to local partnerships, we're committed to being good neighbors and active contributors. Because when one of us thrives, we all do. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
Let's get back and get your recap of today's Peters Township win over York Suburban. Indians now improved to 18-11. Just really pretty remarkable that from where we saw them at 7-9 to now win 11 of 13, three straight in the PIAA playoffs, and into the state semifinals again.
It is remarkable, and the fact that they had a key injury, and we don't know the extent of it, but it did not look good. But, boy, give these young ladies a lot of credit. They fought hard, and when it came down to winning time, handled the ball, made free throws. Taylor McCullough, outstanding game. Madden Mel, my goodness. These kids really played well. And the substitute, Caitlin Malloy, I thought played really well, Bob.
Indeed. We had in the game, we had 10 ties. Check that. 9 ties and 3 lead changes. And if you're the team that scores second, you want an odd number of lead changes because that means you get it. You win the game.
Absolutely.
Early on, a nice tight battle. Game tied at 3, tied again at 10 after the team's traded buckets. 4-point run for York Suburban to close the first. 4-point run for Peters to open the second. We're tied at 14, again at 16. And then York Suburban pushed the margin out to 5. Eventually would push it out early in the second half to 7. Led 30-23, a minute gone in the third. But Peters put together a 10-point run to take the lead for the first time, up 33-30. Early in the fourth quarter, with a 3-point field goal, they would push their own lead up to 6 to lead 39-33. But York Suburban put things together and outscored Peters 10-2 to pull into a 43-41 lead. Peters would tie it about a minute later, 2:10 to play, 43 all, and neither team scored the rest of the way in regulation. That sent us to overtime. Amaya Pope gets a bucket and a foul shot to give York Suburban a 46-43 lead, 45 seconds into the extra period. But Peters Township controlled the action, at least in terms of the scoring, over the next 2.5 minutes. They would tie the game at 46 on a three ball from Madden Mel, her fourth of the game. They would then get a foul shot to take the lead with a minute 19 to play and never gave that lead up. Build it eventually to 51-46 and then win it 52-48.
They just played, I thought, extremely smart down the stretch in overtime, Bob. And that was impressive to see. Didn't make a mistake with the ball. Didn't force a shot they didn't need to take. Kept the ball in Taylor McCullough's hands. And she's a tough kid to guard, so they didn't pressure her. And made foul shots when they had to step up and make them.
20 points for Taylor McCullough in the game, 14 for Madden Mel, the only Peters Township players in double digits. Again, pretty very, very early on, lost Jordan Welsh to a knee injury, and she sat after getting out of the trainer's room, sat the rest of the afternoon on the Peters Township bench. As far as scoring for York Suburban, another outstanding afternoon here for Natalie Homasak. She had 17. I have 10 more for Amaya Pope before she fouled out in the final minute of OT. Peters Township, by the way, 11 of 18 at the foul line. York Suburban, I have finishing 6 of 8. Peters plus 5 at the free throw line. Oh, by the way, they won the game plus 4 afternoon.
How about that, huh?
This game is presented under broadcast rights granted by the PIAA, intended exclusively for the private non-commercial use of our audience. Any other use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the express written consent of the PIAA, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers chosen and paid by WJPA, all rights reserved, copyright 2026. The bracket now, the 5A girls bracket. It's a bracket of champions with one exception. Crestwood, the District 2 champion. Archbishop Wood, the District 12 titleist. South Fayette, the reigning state titleist and WPIL champion. Oh, and then there's a fourth place finisher, Peters Township. Peters and South Fayette are going to meet again. We'll have that game for you come Tuesday here on the WJPA Sports Network. Time to recognize our player of the game. Brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And our player of the game, I want to just talk a little bit before we go there. I do want have to make mention of the work of Caitlin Malloy off the bench. She caused Natalie Homisak issues. Somebody in there fighting and battling for loose balls, rebounds, defending very, very nicely.
She did a great job, and she has size, so that size was to her advantage. She even knocked down a shot. I mean, yeah, without having somebody come in and step up like she did, I'm not sure they'd be in this position. But, boy, the other girls just really pulled together and played so well as a team.
And now our player of the game recognition is those of you watching on NFHS see it. 20 points to lead the scoring. Taylor McCullough with a lot of ball handling responsibilities here this afternoon and really controlling the floor general for the Indians this afternoon. And she is our player of the game, presented by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Today's game on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you in part by Good Orthodontics. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By the Hernberger Insurance Agency on Route 19, just north of the Meadows. By Washington and Jefferson College, W&J and Washington moving forward together. By Washington Financial Bank for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By Visit Greene. Greene County has something for everyone. Log on visitgreene.org. By RTI Insurance Services, proud to support area athletes, families, and communities. Log on trustrti.com. By Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. By First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. NCAA Conference Championship Week continues tonight on WJPA AM with the Big East and Conference USA Championship games. Then tomorrow it's the SEC title game at 12:45 and Selection Sunday starting at 6 p.m. Our thanks to head coaches Jess Weaver, Steve Limberiou, and to their staffs, to Paul Leonard, PIAA game manager, and helping us out here at Pitt Johnstown. For floor director Jason Tennant, Scott Donnelly and Eric Bennett on camera, Gee Whiz George and Dave Anthony producing in our downtown Washington studios, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us here on Pennsylvania's radio sports leader for more than 80 years. In the PIAA Girls 5A quarterfinals here at Pitt Johnstown, your final score, Peters Township 52, York Suburban 48 in overtime. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.